from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Saturday, February 19th, 2022. Carnival Cruise Line is the latest line to relax mask mandates. Late last night, Carnival announced that effective March 1st, masks will go from mandatory to recommended, although the line did say that masks may still have to be worn in super crowded areas. The line also modified some of its vaccination policy, stating that if you have the booster, you could test 3 days before embarkation instead of two. To be clear, they are not requiring the booster, just giving you an extra day to test if you do have it. Children under five are also not required to apply for a vaccine exemption effective with sailings as of March 1st. At the time of broadcast, 110 cruise ships are participating in the CDC's health guidelines that 95% of the vessel will be vaccinated. You can find the full dashboard at cdc.gov. And the former Carnival Fascination has officially been beached at the scrapyard in Pakistan. Carnival laid up the 1994-built ship at the start of the shutdown in 2020 and sold it off later that year. Chinese cruise line Century Cruises bought the vessel and renamed it Harmony Century, but ultimately sold it for scrap, never putting it back into service. Fascination was the fourth Carnival Fantasy Class cruise ship to be sold during the pandemic. Most recently, the company announced that Carnival Sensation and Carnival Ecstasy would be exiting the fleet this year. And Celebrity Cruises has announced its 2023-24 Caribbean schedule, which will include its newest Edge-class ship, Celebrity Ascent. Ascent will spend the season operating Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises from Port Everglades every Sunday. Sister ship Celebrity Apex will also offer rotating 7-night Eastern and Western cruises. Celebrity Beyond, debuting in a couple of months, will also be sailing 9 to 11-night Southern Caribbean voyages. In total, Celebrity will have 8 ships in the Caribbean for 2023 and 2024. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 1%, 22.18. Royal Caribbean down 1.7, 83.70. And Norwegian down 2.5%, 21.22. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.